So now we diligently go on to foil 47. The intermediate foils discuss all sorts of other types of optimization, including, for instance, ones like chi-squared, which is typically often called a least squares minimization, and that is characterized by being certainly not linear, it's quadratic or possibly nonlinear. So linear program is actually a very special case. Most optimization problems are not linear. Actually, you often saw, because linear program, because essentially all other interesting optimization problems are so-called NP complete, which means there are no polynomial solutions, whereas linear programming has polynomial solutions. Often you approximate nonlinear problems by linear problems and use linear programming. So, alright, so here on foil 47, we first restate the problem, and we have a slightly different notation because we've gone from two variables, I and j, to a single variable because there's no value at this stage in preserving the fact that the indices partly correspond to outlets and partly to warehouses. So we have a linear sum to be minimized subject to a set of linear constraints. Now the first thing you notice is that you can convert all these constraints from inequalities to equalities. And you do that by introducing new variables. So that's illustrated here for, say, the first constraint, whereas assume the first constraint is a greater than or equal to constraint. And so we want to have that the sum from j equals 1 to r of aij xj minus b1 is greater than or equal to naught. So we just set that equal to x of r plus 1. Where so far we only have x of 1 through x of r, so this is a new variable, and it's just defined by this linear form. So now if we swap things around, we see that this inequality can be written as an equality as the sum from j equals 1 to r of aij xj minus x to the r plus 1 equals b of 1, which means that if we now make the x's run from 1 to r plus 1 instead of from 1 to r, we reduce it to the previous form where the inequalities become an equality. Coefficient a1r plus 1, which is the coefficient of x to the r plus 1 in the first equation, is minus 1. All the other a of ir plus 1s are 0. X to r plus 1, x sub r plus 1 does not enter into the minimization function, so c of r plus 1 is 0. So by diligently introducing new variables, we can actually assume that linear programming is minimize a linear form subject to a set of linear equalities. And so we can write this in matrix form, AX equals B, as the constraints, with what we want to minimize is this thing I call the Z equals C dotted into X.